From Tidbits on June 25th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. Only one quick hit this week, but you'll find plenty to read, since it's a collection of interesting responses to an NPR intern revealing that she has purchased almost none of the music in her 11,000-song collection. NPR intern rekindles debate about paying for music. An NPR intern on the All Songs Considered program posted recently about how she has 11,000 songs in iTunes, but has purchased only about 15 CDs in her life. Her post prompted a firestorm of responses, pro and con, interestingly, and NPR's Robin Hilton links to a number of them in this blog post. Most notable is a letter to Emily White from David Lowry, a songwriter and lecturer at the University of Georgia's Music Business Program, but it's worth reading a number of the articles Hilton references. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.